Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up? I'm Ben, and I'm here with Iman, Assad, and Yasmin, and welcome to Raptors Group Chat, where our Raptors are on a not one, not two, not three, but four-game winning streak. Bing bong. So let's chat about it. But before we do, feel free to smash that like button and make sure you subscribe to the best Raptors content on YouTube. So yeah, four-game winning streak. First game without Scottie Barnes, who's arguably been our best player so far. Always a constant Raptors philosophy, you know, next one up. So who deserves their flowers after last night's win against the Knicks?
I'm going to go with Gary Trent Jr. I think that, OG had his career high and everything, but I feel like these were the expectations that were placed on him this season. But for Gary to take as much pride in his defense as he does with his offense has been like kind of a revelation this season. It doesn't seem to be a fluke, because I remember one of the critiques I used to have of him was that he gambled too much on his defense. He would always go for the steal, but it just seems that he's, instead of eliminating that part of his defensive game, it seems that he just kind of improved his timing and everything. And he's been keeping it up for several games now. He had what, 8 deflections the other night or something. I don't know if Fred VanVleet, you know, has rubbed off on him and he's kind of picked up some cues from the lead point guard, but seeing him put as much effort on the defensive end and just kind of allowing the offense to naturally come to him has been kind of a game changer for this team, in my opinion, because I think that having Gary as kind of like your fifth best player is not too shabby at all.
There are so many, like, I wanted to give flowers to Nick Nurse, but I feel like we cannot ignore what OG Anunoby did yesterday. So I'm going to give him his flowers. Career high. He did it by, like, he did it in a way that, yes, this is the expected jump, but we finally got to see him kind of reveal various ways of scoring. He attacked the rim. He was one of the only Raptors that consistently really got into the paint and attacked and was consistent with that. He shot the three ball very well. He got to the free throw line. We got to see a whole range, and he was going up against Julius Randle, who was an all-star last year, an all-NBA player. And he really, outside of that first quarter, kind of made him non-existent in the game. So OG doing it both on the defensive end and still being able to do it on the offensive end. Yes, we expected it of him, but him actually taking that step and showing us the various ways in which he can score, I think, was really big. So shout out to OG.
Yeah, and OG, Gary Trent, they were awesome. I'm going to keep saying it, and I've been saying it all over Twitter, but Ken Birch is my guy.
Yeah,
100%. That's my birthday twin. Love the man. He did everything on the court that you want from your big man in that type of situation, right? Like, the Raptors have high usage scorers on their team. They have high usage wings and high usage guards. And what you want your big man to be able to do is to fit into the role, fill the gaps, play hard defense, box out the other team's big, and then be available and not get in people's way. Like, the biggest issue that we've seen kind of in the early part of the season is OG and Fred having trouble on their drives because there's insufficient spacing, whether it's because Scottie's in the wrong spot or Precious is in the wrong spot. And Scottie's been pretty good developing a chemistry with OG, where he's been able to open up around the free throw line area where when OG drives. Precious still hasn't figured that chemistry out with either of the two main Raptors usage guys. So seeing Kem step in there yesterday and just basically wipe out all of those simple mistakes that Precious was making at the beginning of the game, which, and Precious is young, like, he'll get there. Like, I'm not saying that we're throwing Precious out the door right now, but say this, but Kem Birch is just a more established player. He's a pro. He knows what he's doing. And he completely changed the entire outlook of that game yesterday by just being such a steadying force. And as he gets healthier, as he comes back to COVID, he said that he's close to 100%. He hasn't 100% back yet. He's still missing his touch elements. Doesn't really have a shot yet, but those little bits where it's like you dump it off, Kemba's gonna hit that floater on that last second emergency dump off on a drive. Like he's like 100% on that floater. I don't see him miss that floater. So love Kem Birch, what he did yesterday, all the energy he brought, and just some really big rebounds and defensive stops that he had.
Another guy I want to give some shout outs to is our boy Splash Bandicoot, because Fiji is the worst nickname I've ever heard. No disrespect to Scotty. It just sounds weird to me. But shout out.
I don't even, what's happening? It sounds like a Ouija board. Like I thought that that's
what no, like Fiji going. Water.
It's like Fiji.
I got that afterwards, but sounded like a, I was like, OG, Fiji is that what we're doing?
Yeah, but because it's Fiji, it sounds like a squeegee. And I'm like, well, now where that's, are we going?
Right, here? Yeah.
He was talking to the dead. Like I was confused at what the reference was.
Oh,
he's been great. He's like our own personal Caruso on the roster.
Yeah, facts. I saw that he currently leads a team in player efficiency rating and he's second in field goal percentage. And, you know, going off to that point of, you know, next man up, he got put into that starting role and he's thriving in it. And he's shooting the ball extremely, extremely well.
To speak to that super quickly, like that's the first time, like, because Scotty was out, this was the first time this season that we got to kind of see like a more normal looking lineup where you have
for sure
like, normal spacing. You got four shooters and then your regular big, right? Scotty is as he is, not a three-point shooter. And I think that's kind of why you saw that third quarter explosion. It was Kem Birch and four shooters, and the Raptors just started swinging the ball started moving, started causing turnovers, and then there was this three-point explosion because the Raptors had four wings that could hit threes, and the Knicks just didn't have the defense to actually deal with that after turning the ball over.
I guess in aside from this four-game winning streak, the other Raptors news is this year's City Edition jerseys have been released. And depending on who you ask, might have some differing opinions. So on a scale of St. Patrick's Day to it's over, ladies and gentlemen, it's over. Where do you rank these City Edition jerseys in your guys' opinion?
I like them. I'm a fan of the black and gold combination. I know some, it's kind of, I don't know what we want. I know some fans are, they really dislike the red and white because it's too widely Canadian. And some dislike the OVO black and gold because they're tired of it. So I don't know. Like for me, I like the OVO black and gold because it's kind of explicitly Toronto, which is cool. And it's refreshing to have in the rotation of jerseys. And I like that they incorporated like the throwback dinosaur on that. So I personally love the new jerseys. And I think that I feel like on a year-to-year basis, the jerseys shouldn't be changed so drastically because you want your team to look like they have an identity. Like we see, obviously the Celtics go the extreme where they don't change their jerseys ever. So having the change be minuscule, I think is good because it kind of shows a direction at least for the image of the franchise.
I loved it. And I thought the Raptors played it safe, but it thought it worked for them. They were like, you know what works? OVO colors, those tend to do well. People do like them. And let's go back to the throwbacks. Let's put the dinosaur on there. And the dinosaur actually had the championship jersey, which I thought was really good. They had, like, that was a nice incorporation of everything. So it was still this modern version of it. I love that it says Toronto on the chest. They're the city jerseys. Doesn't make sense to say North, as the Portland Trailblazers and Minnesota Timberwolves love to point out anytime the Raptors play them, the Raptors are technically less North than them. So it just doesn't make sense. It's not a great joke, but their social media managers love to bring it out, but they're right. And so I love that it says Toronto on the chest. I love that it's a throwback, but it ties in the championship jersey and that it's black and gold because that's just a dope color combination.
Yeah.
I always go back to this a tweet that Yasmin had, like, I think last year or before. She said that she doesn't rate any Raptor jersey until she sees Pascal Siakam wearing them, which is fair because he is the best model for all the Raptor jerseys. He just makes them all pop. But Delano looked great in the jersey. Like, I like the jersey a lot better when I saw Delano wearing it rather than when I just saw it on the mannequin. It's like, I think it'll look better on the players. Personally,
we just say the mannequins are terrifying.
Oh yeah, the mannequins are terrifying. I don't understand why
it's true.
I just feel like Will Smith. I was gonna call him Will Lou. But I feel like Will Smith is coming in to like save the world as those guys come and attack us.
Oh my gosh. Was that an I Am Legend reference or an iRobot reference? I'm
like, it's a mix. Okay, it's an iRobot, but also just a
but also
are I they Am headless? Legend. Okay. I think they're are they headless?
They are headless.
Yeah.
Why?
This is I think
no, I think like with the jersey, like just going back to it, like I personally, if you're gonna go retro, like I like the black and gold, it's fine. And I get it. This is probably the last year that they can do a black and gold combo because they've kind of run out of black and gold combos and they're gonna have to go to a new type of styling to it. I know
they're Nike gonna bring that, the north with the black and gold. They haven't done that yet.
I know
that don't tempt them. Well,
or they're gonna bring back a Huskies design with a black and gold. I know Nike does the jersey design, which is why they have to keep changing the jerseys because they want to sell more jerseys, and that's why they're so bored. Kind of like league wide, there aren't that many risks taken. Because the teams don't have much input on them. It's Nike kind of decides it all for them. But I personally love the Raptors retro jerseys, whether they were in the white, whether they were in the purple. Like, I just wish that we had a little bit more purple in our jersey designs because, like, it's the coolest color in the Raptors, like, color scheme. Mm-hmm. And we, like, rarely showcase it. And I'm just like, it's the most eye-popping color that we have.
And there's no other purple team in the league, is there?
The Lakers,
I guess the Kings,
they're like all
purple. Oh, yeah, the Lakers, purple and gold. Oh. And like the Raptors, purple and red is like, I don't know. I feel like our red is like when we play other teams with red jerseys,
the Kings, the Suns, like there are a couple.
When we play other teams with red jerseys, like when we play the Blazers, when we play the Rockets, it's so annoying. So just the having Bulls, a color,
it's every team has the red and white. And
like the game against the Bulls, they wore their white and red jerseys, and we wore our red and black jerseys. And I'm just like, okay. I guess
it's confusing. The Rockets,
there's at least fewer with purple, so yeah. Maybe we should skew towards that going forward, but who knows whatever Scotty says.
it reminds me of, I think, like the 2007 playoffs when I think the slogan was something along the lines of like, we wear red, or like, you know, red over
everything. Red.
Yeah, and then the Nets came in and started wearing red, and it's just like, well, that backfired on us completely.
That was so. That was just like, I mean, sea of red, and that was back when like home jerseys were white anyway. So like, you're having a sea of red, but the Nets away jersey is red. Did you guys think about this at all?
Think that one through. I saw one of you guys tweet. I forget which one it was. That, oh wow, this is the first jersey that doesn't have a chevron on it. I was like, oh yeah, but then you know you look closely and you see that Raptor yeah. with like the north chevron. I was like, oh, they just don't know how to ditch it, do they? Oh,
no, man. That axon so complex is here to stay.
I will say the attention to detail they did with that Raptor is like, you know, well done. But
that was good work.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we can move forward into Friday's game, which, you know, everyone was hyping up the whole Jalen Suggs, Scotty Barnes matchup. In my opinion, the matchup on Friday is the one that's more interesting to watch, you know, with the two, arguably the two best rookies in the league right now, Evan Mobley and Scotty Barnes. So what are your guys' thoughts on Evan Mobley, considering he was rumored to be at the top of the Raptors draft board, and just how well he's performing right now for the Cavs?
Well, I think like what you're seeing out of Evan Mobley and what you're seeing out of Scottie Barnes and how they're like, so they're how dramatic their impact on the game is exactly why they're on the top of the Raptors draft board. Like they're exactly Masai's type, you know, and Masai and Bobby have a specific type. Like you got to be able to hit threes. You got to be able to play defense, and especially defense first. Right. And they want as big and as long as you can get while staying mobile. Like, it's just like, they want the perfect NBA player. And these are the guys who are like built like the perfect NBA players. Evan Mobley was like my go-to. Like I wanted Evan Mobley over anyone. I'm like, Raptors can do whatever they want. If they're going to trade up, get Evan Mobley. And you can see why, like when he's on the floor, it's very clear the impact that he makes on every possession. Like you can't drive into the lane with Evan Mobley around just because his length is honestly like terrifying to kind of deal with. And his foot speed is really, really like, just like he's able to stay with all these guards and switch like freely, and the weight will come when it comes, but like you can clearly see like how much of an impact defender he's going to be in this league right out the gate, which is the same thing you see from Scotty Barnes. I think that's why they were at the top of the draft board. Like I don't really know how to compare the two at the end of the day, but like they're both just so fantastic. Like both of them have like no ceilings to their game.
Yeah, I think what makes both special right now and what has made them stand out from the rest of their class is that they're both we kind of knew what we'd get defensively. Everyone knew that Scotty was this versatile defender. Everyone knew that Mobley had this potential to be a defensive anchor for a team. But I think what's made them special is that they're so offensively far along than what everyone expected. You know, especially with Evan Mobley, he's already showing flashes of just being able to produce as like kind of an offensive hub for a team. Like you can really move forward building your offense around this guy. With Scotty, he's already shown himself to be automatic around the basket. He's already shown that he has this developed mid-ranger. He's removed the hitch from his shot. He's has a far better touch than anyone had expected. And I think that's just what makes them both in kind of a league of their own. I feel like the rookie of the year is just going to be between those two. I'd give Scotty the edge because of the fact that he's in the Raptors system and that he will have more likely accumulate, his team will accumulate more wins, which I think will just be good for his case. But with Mobley, like he's definitely someone who just does not look like a rookie. Neither of them look like rookies. They look like third, fourth year players right now.
I had it just like right in here from his first game. This man had 17 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal and 1 block, like immediate impact on a team. Defensively, we knew what he would bring. I was honestly, and I feel like stupidly so, worried about how thin he was and how small he was playing against NBA players who are some of the biggest humans that exist in the world. But just the way that he is, yes, able to still anchor this defense and play, like his length and his size and his speed, it's very similar to just watching Scotty and just how giddy you are watching this young guy and seeing the future of what NBA basketball looks like. He is incredibly fun to watch. The Cavs have someone that I think, the Cavs are an interesting team. The Raptors are so weird with all of their wings. The Cavs are so weird with all of their bigs. They have Lauri Markkanen out there as their three. It makes no sense. They're fun. and that starts and I think ends with just Evan Mobley and what he's been able to do just right out the gate in the NBA.
Friday will be interesting to see like the two philosophies clash.
I hope
you have the major small ball and then you have the super big ball.
It's just going to be like, I feel like it's just going to be like, you're going to feel cramped for space.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's going to be length everywhere.
Just limbs.
And yeah. I think it's, and it's going to be the first time I think both of those teams are going to be facing like another team that can actually contest their shots. Because the thing about having a bunch of long arm dudes is they never are worried about their shot being blocked. Because like Scotty can be 6'9 and he can be down low and he's never worried about a shot being blocked because he's got massive wingspan. Same with Evan Mobley. No one's blocking his shot. Like his release is so high. No one's touching it, right? So it was going to be interesting to see, like, first of all, I want to see what Fred does because I feel like Fred could like just like feast on the steals because he's just going to be going there around like a mouse. No one's going to see
Sexton
him.
Gives Fred Colin Sexton gives Fred problems too. Like those kind of like fast muscle twitchy guards that are just a little bigger and super fast tend to give Fred problems. So it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, and if Yahoo can find it and cut it in, shout out to Colin Sexton for giving us like the coolest gif ever where he just like went into like a loading screen glitch in between Serge Ibaka and I forget who the other player was on the wing.
I forgot like...
I'm just gonna cut that in. So he's furiously looking for the clip right now. B-roll. All right, we got it.
I don't remember it. I'm gonna have to watch this and see.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. Like a real-time glitch.
Found it.
Oh damn, that was quick. Length and strength, baby. So I know revisionist history questions aren't always the most popular, but you know, just for the fun of it, I know it's always like it's like Kanye West at the 05-06 Grammys, you know, ask him a question, I guess we'll never know. But for the sake of it, let's swap Mobley and Scotty. So like let's say Scotty ended up on the Cavs, Mobley ended up on the Raptors. Do they have a similar impact? Is one better than the other? Are they playing like they are now? What do you guys think?
I think that the credit goes to Scotty Barnes for developing his shot and his offensive game like in the span of an off season. So I think that if he were to end up on the Cavs, he would definitely still be impactful. Would they still be winning? I don't know, but the Raptors did try to go for Evan Mobley. So it's not, it wouldn't, you know, I think he would still be a high impact player on the Raptors too. But what's interesting is that I think personality wise, it just works. I think that Scotty works on the Raptors because I feel like his energy and his leadership ability that he's already exhibited works really well on this team. And the fact that he's also like a small forward just kind of aesthetically works, you know what I mean, in terms of the philosophy of the team. And then you have Mobley, whereas I feel like the Cavs needed this offensive hub from their player who can produce as a playmaker as well as an offensive player. So and a defensive anchor. So I think it just works out perfectly, even though I think they would both be high impact if they swap places.
Yeah, I think they both work in either role. I think the Raptors are always set to have like a big who can do all those things. Like imagine like if Ken Burch was now 7 feet tall, super long and super mobile, like, it would, like, there's no reason to believe that Evan Mobley wouldn't be a super plus player for the Raptors and the reason why they wanted him. Scotty on the Cavs, I think he'd be great on that team too. The Cavs have high usage guards. So Scotty would be playing off high usage players and filling in the gaps on offense, which is kind of what he's doing already for the Raptors. Even though he does take his possessions for himself, he doesn't have to take on more than one defender at a time because of the way the Raptors are set up. I think the Cavs are set up similarly in how their usage is split up. So I think Scotty would have been great for that team too. Again, like these two guys are just like really good basketball players. I don't think, and they're both fit style basketball players where I don't think they play at positions where fit is kind of the most important and being a connector on a team is most important. So I think they'd be fine. It's more like if one of them was like a high usage guy, would they fit as well? Like would Jalen Green do well on the Cavs? I don't know.
Yeah.
That, right. Like
that's when it gets dicey.
I mean, I think you guys hit on all of the points there. And there's a reason why Scotty and Evan Mobley were at the top of their drafts. There's a reason why they're at the top of the Raptors list. I should say they weren't technically at the top of the draft. I think they would fit in perfectly if you switched either or. I don't know that they're – Evan Mobley's really great. I would love him to have him on the Raptors. End it on that.
Future Raptor.
Future Raptor. Mobley and Scotty together. That's the dream.
Scotty's friends with, like, everyone from his class, so –
Scotty's also, I think his personality just fits on the Raptors. His personality on the team is something that they desperately needed.
Yeah, definitely. After the Tampa season, you just need someone who's just like a
bolt of fresh air.
Yeah, like the sunshine. You know the sun from Teletubbies? So Scotty reminds me of.
It's kind of what he is. And Mobley is just, you know, he's a little bit more demure. He's a little quiet. He kind of fits in with what the Raptors already have. We needed a change up.
Yeah.
Fun fact, did you know that son from the Teletubbies was Selena Gomez?
What? Really?
Yeah.
No, she's like a child actor. What? She's a baby actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was either Selena Gomez or Demi Lovato, but I'm pretty sure it was Selena Gomez. Wait,
they were both on Barney.
Yeah.
They were child actors. Like,
can you be Barney and Teletubbies? Can you double dip like that?
Are they from the same network?
I think Teletubbies kind of uses the same clip of the same baby in every episode.
Yeah, I think it's like weird.
So, I don't think it took much recording time.
Scotty as the son in Teletubbies is hilarious. Someone Photoshop that, please.
Yeah. That's definitely something he could have dressed up for Halloween. Oh, transition. Raptors had a Halloween party. Okay, hold up. I'm super proud of that. So I'm just I'm going to give myself a little pat here. But Raptors had a Halloween party because, you know, we have best team chemistry in the league, arguably. A lot of different colorful costumes. Who did you guys like or was best dressed? Then I butchered that transition.
Can I just say shout outs to Pascal Siakam for throwing it? Like, that is what a leader does in moments like this. He's not contributing on the court, but he's definitely contributing off of it. So just shout outs to him for having the foresight and the thought to actually throw a Halloween party where all of the guys can get together, because last year that couldn't happen.
Yeah. And his costume was great, McLovin.
Here's the thing. If you have to constantly remind people who you are, it's not that great of a costume.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I didn't know it was McLovin.
I did, but he was like telling people in the video, just like, oh yeah, McLovin, I'm McLovin. And it's just like, look, another McLovin. And I'm just like, that guy had like the whole, you know, it's okay.
That was literally the ID, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's great. That is committing. I needed Pascal to carry that with him all day.
I kid you not, I have a super bad DVD like on my shelf. Yet when I saw Pascal, for whatever reason, I thought he was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that would have been a good one, too.
Oh, okay.
That would have been cool.
It wasn't until he was like telling everyone and showing off the ID. I was like, oh, okay.
You have to tell people. It's not, you're not the best. You're good, but it's not the best costume.
Oh, and then there's Delano's costume. I just thought he was just going as like a local hood man kind of thing. Someone mentioned that it's like one of the South Park characters, and I'm like, oh, the one who wears like the ski mask, the
Kenny? Orange. No, Kenny coat. Wears orange. He was wearing like red.
He was wearing orange.
Was it orange? No, that was red. That was definitely red.
It was like a reddish orange.
I'm mad you guys thought his Halloween costume was just hood man. your local hood man.
like a certified Toronto hood man. Yeah.
I'm like, this just seems like an off day fit.
I saw that costume.
Pascal, what are you for Halloween? McLovin. Delano, what are you for Halloween? Hood man.
just a local.
I saw
that costume this weekend, so it wasn't like outrageous of an assumption to make.
Can we also just shout out Nick Nurse for birthing a new potential like iconic Raptors meme with the sign? Because everywhere I've looked, people have been photoshopping random stuff on that sign. Yeah. Oh, he definitely knew. What's funny is that the first one I saw was give Malachi more minutes, and I was like, Nurse, this probably is gonna backfire on you, isn't it?
It happened. It happened. We got Malachi minutes.
I think the best picture that we got out of that was Pascal and Scotty side by side, because I tweeted out, it's just like some automatically added to the your team just lost to folder.
Yes.
And
yes,
I can't wait till these guys unleash Scotty. Like, the best part about Scotty being dressed as a Joker and being like flat faced basically in all these photos is that straight up it's just like, yeah, he's like literally the younger brother that Fred, OG, and Scott Pascal are just gonna unleash on people. Like, oh, you're tired, here's Scotty Barnes, go attack. And I love that image. This is like, oh, we have this brand new superstar basically ready to just jump on people. So I like that little combo image.
Can I just say the opposite of Pascal having to tell everybody who he was Bobby Webster, and yep, us not even recognizing who he was? Like, that is commitment. So to me, it's Bobby. It's got to be Bobby.
I think my personal favorite costume is probably Goran Dragic's, because he's been dressed up as a ghost for the last four games. So that's what I call commitment.
Yeah, he's vanished.
I thought that was gonna hit. Oh man! All right, we good. We're fine.
No, it just makes me sad.
I'm just sad for him, but yeah, you know, it's needed.
I'm
to
very
happen.
Happy. What is this emotion? I don't understand.
I mean, it needed to happen for the Raptors, but
hey, man, you getting paid $19 million and you got the best seats in the house to watch Scotty Barnes every night. Yo, I don't feel sad for him at all.
Go on, Dragic, the super fan.
Can we just talk about how ever since that clip of him going veteran leadership, like giving a speech to all the guys, ever since that clip, he hasn't played. Like, well, no, was that was against the Mavs, right?
Yeah, he was DNP'd like ever since.
Yeah, well, I think he played against the Bulls, but ever since then, it's kind of been like,
yeah,
it was too much heat culture. It was too much heat culture.
Yeah, no, we don't play that Udonis Haslam thing here. Like,
no. He decided to channel Udonis. He decided to channel Udonis like fully by just not never playing after that.
We use our last bench place for like a developing player. We don't use it for veteran leadership.
Oh man. Dudes who are down bad. Oh, poor Goran. All right, well, that about wraps it up. You guys know what to do. Plug all your stuff. Pow, pow, pow.
Well, Dishes and Dimes, of course, every Monday morning. You could find our episodes and email askdishesdimespod@gmail.com for the advice segment of the show, if you guys are interested. And yeah, I'll have a piece coming out Friday for the Cavs versus Raptors game. So I'm going to be keeping an eye out on Evan Mobley and Scotty Barnes and seeing what kind of game they give us.
I mean, she's echoing everything she just said. Check out Dishes and Dimes and email us.
I got nothing to plug, so just follow Yasmin and Iman for good content, and that's all you really need to know. So there you go.
And that's a wrap.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.